piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent, and we're the Food Guys.
Well, I was reading an article the other day, Greg, about orange juice. I thought, what can be wrong with orange juice? Especially the kind that you get it in the refrigerated section of the dairy and all that. And it says right on it, 100% pure and natural orange juice. This article says,
How could they possibly get around it, you think?
What can be wrong with that? I mean, they're not lying.
In fact, the thing is,
it is 100% pure and natural.
It's 100% pure.
Yeah, I don't know about the natural part.
I don't know what that means, natural.
Yeah, what does it mean? It's kind of a nonce word. And we're not going to point our finger at the particular brand because it applies to any of those that you will see in that case. We're also not saying anything about all those other products that you don't find in the dairy section, but on the shelves of your grocery store that are breakfast drinks.
We're focusing on just the refrigerated orange juice. We're not talking about the frozen concentrate that you add water to or anything like that.
That's
we're just
right.
talking
None
about
of
those
stuff.
Milk carton-like
yes. Now, here's
orange
this thing.
Juice
here's
containers.
The substance that says it's pure, freshly squeezed orange juice. You don't drink these things.
I don't. If we have orange juice at home, I buy fresh oranges and I squeeze them and that's what we drink. Way back when our kids were really young, decades ago, we would use frozen concentrate because these packaged drinks that we're talking about, the packaged orange juice, didn't exist then. And then we just got away from drinking juice because we'd rather eat fruit. We'd get our calories from the actual fruit. And so we're not juice drinkers.
Well, Americans are, though. And
they are.
In fact, orange juice is far and away the most popular juice in America. It's 2.5 times more popular than apple juice, which is the closest thing to it. Apple juice has its own problems. It's too sweet, basically, to drink a lot of it. You can drink a small glass of apple juice.
And you can drink more orange juice than you could apple juice, I would
think. Yes, you can. And people like to feel that they're drinking something healthy.
Right.
But what happens to orange juice?
It goes back to 1963, where the U.S. government, in their infinite wisdom, added an optional little step, but actually has become standard, and that was pasteurization.
Yes, it must be pasteurized.
Which, in part, involves heating the juice to a temperature much higher than you would typically want to serve your juice at.
Exactly.
And that year, the FDA began to require that unpasteurized juice be labeled as such, complete with a warning that it may contain some pathogens which would have otherwise been removed in the heating process. So most of the orange juice made for sale in the U.S. has, in fact, been pasteurized, as warnings would certainly scare off most of the consumers otherwise.
You're not going to put that label on there.
But the thing is that the pasteurization removes more than just pathogens. It also reduces the flavor and the aroma, okay? And then the problem is exacerbated by how commercial juice companies store the juice, something called aseptic processing. Now, anything called aseptic, I raise my hand and say, what do you mean?
This is a fatal step.
And it's where the oxygen is removed from the product in order to keep it sterile for a long period of time.
Yes.
So after the orange juice has undergone all of this, it's been beaten to death.
Yes.
It does not taste or smell like the product you are used to drinking at breakfast.
No.
So they make something called flavor packs.
Oh, yes.
These are additives derived from oranges.
Yes.
From the orange oil, from the zest, from the rind. And these flavor packs are added to the juice toward the end of the processing. And they can even be customized to some degree in order to provide consistency between cartons. So they're adding
a little flavor pack.
A little flavor pack of orange oil essence.
Yes.
They're taking it apart and then reassembling the molecules in a way that doesn't exist in nature. So this is how they're putting more orange flavor back into this quote-unquote natural product.
They reassemble the individual chemicals in a configuration that resembles nothing found in nature.
The FDA says that these flavor packs are regarded as safe. On what basis, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They're safe, but they don't have anything to do with fresh squeezed orange juice.
Right. And it doesn't say on the package that they're using these flavor packs.
No. And they don't have to say anything of the sort. All they have to say is that it's 100% pure orange juice.
Yes.
And that's what they do say. Pure and natural orange juice.
They've killed the juice, and now they have to add this flavor pack to kind of bring it back to life again.
Hmm.
It's all wrong, John.
There's an interesting thing that came up in this article. He said, brush your teeth and then go drink some OJ, and you'll find that the juice tastes awful.
I wonder how many of our listeners have
done
that.
There's a compound called sodium lauryl sulfate in the toothpaste that causes a foaming action, but it blocks your tongue from being able to detect sweetness, so when you drink the juice, you're unable to taste the sweet aspects. You taste what it really tastes like in a certain sense. Anyway, we just thought you'd like to know that the next time you reach out for some 100% pure and natural orange juice and come back for the food guys.
Food guys.